WTAW news time is 5 minutes after 8. The temperature is 79. Check of the Brazos Valley weather follows the news presented by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. I'm Bill Oliver. College Station police report a stranger forced his way into an apartment on Harvey Road last night and attacked a resident. After a brief struggle, the victim called 911 and the suspect ran away. Victim treated at the scene for undisclosed injuries. Suspect information is online at WTAW.com. Texas A&M's Beutel Health Center has reopened as of 6 minutes ago. It follows a natural gas leak yesterday. Spokesman for Atmos Energy says a contractor hit one of their lines. According to A&M's website, Houston Street was closed about 2 hours, and the decision was made yesterday to keep the health center closed overnight as a precaution. College Station City Council last night approved spending an additional $126,000 on two bids. That's to avoid doing business with a person who received court punishment 8 years ago for conspiring with the city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars by overcharging the city for various services and materials. Rob Neal's the attorney representing Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors. Neal says Smith completed his punishment, which included paying $150,000 in restitution and serving 180 days in jail for actions that took place 15 years ago.
If anyone on this body believes in redemption or the ability to someone to grow, change from an occurrence, Mr. Smith is currently that individual.
Blanche Brick made the motion to approve staff recommendations of going with the second lowest bidder.
I'm very, very hopeful that the person involved has learned a very significant lesson.
Julie Schultz alone voted against the staff's recommendation.
And I know the people they're awarding it to, and on the other two, I just don't see that there's that big a difference in the companies as far as these other companies have done some things as well that I know about. And I don't want to get into that.
No one on the council opposed an addition to the city's purchasing policy that no business will be done with anyone with felony criminal records. College Station police using surveillance video tracked down the first of four Texas A&M students who were accused of robbing and beating a man last week. The victim, who told CSPD he went to Northgate Apartments to complete a drug transaction, was hospitalized after he was shot in the face with pepper spray and beaten on the head and back with an axe handle and a hammer-like tool. College Station man was arrested last week for reckless driving in an incident last month involving a College Station policeman. 22-year-old James Googe was one of three drivers in a minor crash. According to the arrest report, Googe became upset at an officer for taking too long handling the paperwork. He's also accused of trying to block the officer from leaving. Then following the officer so close, Googe had to slam his brakes to avoid rear-ending the patrol vehicle. When the officer parked in front of the police department building, Googe is accused of jumping out of his SUV with it still in drive, jumped back in, and nearly rear-ended the PD vehicle again. College Station man released from jail last month after paying more than $3,000 in court fines and costs back in jail. Follows a traffic stop last weekend by a College Station policeman who spotted a truck without a front license plate. According to the arrest report, 32-year-old Deondrick West has a driving record that includes 18 suspensions in the last 7 years. One of three small business owners on Capitol Hill yesterday to testify before a House subcommittee looking at federal tax reform was from the Twin Cities. Rebecca Bainick supports the proposal from Ways and Means Chairman Kevin Brady of the Woodlands, where corporate taxes on small businesses would drop from 49 to 25%. Bainick would also like the tax reform for the paperwork side, noting her federal tax return contains 79 pages.
I feel like I'm pretty smart, but I don't understand all these different things that they put in there, and they make it so difficult. So the simplification is the biggest issue, and then lowering the rate.
Bainick, who found a neutral posture with her mother 29 years ago, also supports repealing the federal state tax for family-owned businesses. Current attention over Donald Trump Jr.'s contact with the Russian lawyers again raised the issue about members of the president's family being involved at the White House. Congressman Bill Forrest on the Infomaniac said yesterday that all of Trump's children and son-in-law Jared Kushner should be out of the White House and should be focusing on running the president's private businesses.
There could be some entanglements that, or some appearance of entanglements that you don't want to have. So I think it would be healthier to have them not be involved in policy.
Forrest says that should be taken care of by the president's cabinet and chief of staff. WTAW News Time, 10 minutes after 8, news presented by BCR Realtors. More news at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
BCR Realtors was extremely helpful in helping me find my first home. Due to my unorthodox schedule and my long work hours, my realtor was able to meet me after hours and on weekends, which was crucial to my success. You can tell the folks that BCR Realtors really enjoy helping people and went the extra mile to answer any questions that I had. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
It's rodeo time in the Brazos Valley. Bryan Broadcasting, Lithia Dodge, Cavaters Boot City, Coors, and Producers Cooperative are proud to present the 46th Annual Bryan Breakfast Lions Club PRCA Rodeo at the Brazos County Expo Complex, 7:30 p.m. each night, July 20th, 21st, and 22nd. Thursday night is 40-head bull riding. Friday night and Saturday night is the PRCA Rodeo. Professional rodeo at its best with some of the top PRCA cowboys and cowgirls, along with the Sammy Catalina Rodeo Company. All three nights include rodeo clowns, specialty acts, bullfighting, the world-famous Catalina Cowgirls, and the Southern Tour of the Mini Bareback Riding World Championship Series. For the kids, there'll be a petting zoo, pony rides, calf scramble, and mutton busting. Advance tickets may be purchased at Cavaters Boot City, Producers Cooperative, Catalina Hatters, Texas Rose Boutique, Lithia Dodge, and the Eagle. Be part of the Old West while supporting the Bryan Breakfast Lions Club. That's July 20th, 21st, and 22nd at 7:30 p.m. We'll see you at the rodeo. More info and event listing, go to bryanrodeo.com.
Mid-South Synergy is excited to offer our simple and affordable solar solution, Synergy Solar. With a solar farm located in Bedice, Texas, Synergy Solar takes the hassle out of generating smart, clean energy and offers the benefits of solar energy to our members. Synergy Solar has proved to be accessible, affordable, and renewable by offering a maintenance-free program. To receive a special offer and for more information, please visit synergysolar.coop or call 936-825-5100.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast has brought you, before we do the weather, why don't we give away some tickets to Schlitterbahn in Galveston.
Ooh.
Now, they cannot be used on a Saturday. They cannot be used on a Saturday until I think you get into September. But 695-1620, tickets to Schlitterbahn in Galveston, okay? So let's do some weather first. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Bright sunshine for today. There's the possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm. We're headed up to 95 degrees this afternoon. These storms end tonight. It'll turn partly cloudy, 75. Weekend, very typical for mid-July. Sunshine, chance of a late-day storm tomorrow. Temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. We'll turn partly sunny Sunday with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Because of the value of the prize, if you won anything in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. If you've won in the last 30 days, you're not eligible. 695-1620. It's four tickets to Schlitterbahn. Who's this? Hello?
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Zach Schaefer.
Dot?
Zach.
Spell that for me.
Z-A-C-H.
Got it. Okay. Come by here. I got four tickets for you for Schlitterbahn Galveston. It cannot be used on Saturdays in July and August, okay?
Perfect. Thank
Thanks.
You.
All right. Bye. Hey there. Who's this?
This is Pam.
Pam who?
Lyerly.
All right, Pam, what's your, I got four tickets for you. Not good on Saturdays, and it's for Schlitterbahn and Galveston, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much.
You bet. 695-1620. Hi there. Who's this? Hello? Hey, who's this?
Joey.
Joey what?
Violet.
All right, what's your, and I got four tickets for you then on, for any day except Saturday in July and August. And they're good on Saturdays after that. Schlitterbahn Galveston, okay?
Cool.
Got it. All right, you bet. I got one more set for right now. Four tickets going to you. Who's this?
I love Schlitterbahn on Sundays.
Do you? Well, you know, it'll be good. Who is this?
This is Lee Gaither.
Lee Gaither? What do you do, Lee?
Just heading back home.
Are you? What, you just coming back from work?
Now I actually dropped my newspaper off at my brother's house. I'm such a nice guy.
You are a really nice guy. Spell your last name for me.
G-A-I-T-H-E-R.
All right. Got four tickets for you in Schlitterbahn, okay?
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. See you later. There. Got that taken care of. Well, and, you know, because it's hot. It's going to be hot down there,
aren't
too.
Aren't you the nice guy?
Ah, well, I try to be. Okay. But, well, we haven't had tickets, so we got them, and there you are. Okay. Many U.S. Americans are downright lazy. Did you know that? I know. There's a study in that. Findings of a study by Stanford University researchers. They used step counters installed in most smartphones to track the walking activity of about 700,000 people in 46 countries around the world. USA Today says this study is 1,000 times larger than any previous study on human movement. The least lazy people in the world are the Chinese, particularly those in Hong Kong, where people average 6,880 steps a day.
What's their secret?
Their secret is the situation, okay? Mm. If they want to get there, they got to get there themselves.
Yeah.
You know, maybe there's a lot of people who have to walk to get to places. We, as we talked about in Texas, where it's hot, don't want to walk.
That's right.
We're going to do air conditioning if we can, or we just may not go. Anyhow, the worst nation is Indonesia. So, I mean, geographically, that doesn't have anything to do with it because they're pretty close to, I mean, generally, they're pretty close to Hong Kong, where people walk nearly half as much, an average of only 3,500 steps a day. Americans, for their part, average 4,700. So there. The real number is 4,774, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So if you walk more than that, you walk more than the average U.S. American.
You're doing well.
Oh, it has to make you feel good. And if you don't, then you're a tub of goo.
Yeah.
So there.
Tub of goo with macaroni and cheese.
That's right.
And there you go.
With new chemicals, if you haven't heard that, read that today. We're not going to go back to the story because it's complicated and it's science and it's not... It's not the food itself. It's within the preparation of the chemicals for the food that goes into the Kraft macaroni and cheese and some others. Not good for you. It changes hormones. It changes your hormones.
That's
pretty basic.
Weird.
Okay. Yeah. All right, moon dust that Neil Armstrong collected during the first lunar landing was displayed yesterday at a New York auction house, expected to bring in between $2 and $4 million. Sotheby's will auction off the dust July the 20th to mark the 48th anniversary of the lunar landing.
Oh.
So that's pretty cool. So that's, what, Thursday of next week?
Yeah.
Armstrong was the first man to walk on the moon. The moon dust is the first sample of Earth's satellite that had been ever collected. So
wow.
Two to four, and I don't know how much. I guess there's probably a picture out there if you want to go see it, but there. you know... Those people at MIT are pretty smart because they're at MIT.
That's true.
But there are some people who are pretty stupid who may work at MIT.
That's also true.
Yes. A researcher at MIT arrested on federal charges of insider trading. Prosecutors say the man Googled how SEC detects unusual trade before he went off and bought numerous stocks and options that netted him about $120,000 in illicit profits.
Of course.
Man also searched for phrases like insider trading in an international account. The SEC alleges the guy's profits came from confidential information that he had obtained from his wife, who was an associate at an international company. The man bought stock in Mattress Firm and Stillwater Mining, both companies that his wife's company was working with on acquisition deals. After the acquisitions were made public, the man sold. His wife is not listed in the charges. Probably Googling that is just...
Not smart.
Okay. And, you know, it doesn't matter what you're Googling at work. Just remember your IT person can find it.
Yeah, they know.
Okay, this is kind of interesting. Just one of those little mathematical deals. We got... There's no winner Tuesday in the Mega Millions, okay? So tonight's drawing is $217 million, okay? No winner Wednesday night in the Powerball, so Saturday night's drawing is 172, which is the same numbers, just in different orders.
That's right.
217 and 712. Either one of them be fine. Either be just fine.
Oh, yeah. So,
and the astronomical chances of winning both.
Oh, yeah. Well, both, yeah. Both? Well, one's $258 million, the other's $292 million. So I don't know if you could add those together. It'd take like a stat person to tell us whether or not that's exactly what it would
text
be.
Text us 979-695-1620. Don't we have a few stat people in this town?
With a real, yeah, we do. We have a whole department of it at A&M, as a matter of fact.
You know, I'd be willing to accept a substantially a lower amount of money than that if anybody was just giving it
out.
Sure.
Like
$2 million
right.
Dollars would be fine with me.
It'd be okay. So East Coast Health Nuts apparently battling it out for the low-carb favorite at their local Trader Joe's location. Cosmopolitan Magazine is reporting that apparently they are completely sold out, and when the new shipment comes in, there will be a two-bag limit of riced cauliflower. We talked about riced cauliflower two weeks ago. It's cauliflower that's been through a ricing. In other words, it's real small and short and looks like grains of rice. If you didn't know it, it is the hottest thing in clean eating because it mimics the taste and texture of lots of wonderful carbohydrates, you know. And we've talked about that, too. If you'll take it instead of potatoes and mash cauliflower.
Oh, yeah.
It tastes fine.
Yeah,
tastes,
it's great.
Tastes great. Okay, if you're ready for a change, Bismarck, North Dakota might be the place for you. The governor's mansion is for sale. The governor's mansion is for sale.
Huh.
They've decided they need to get a new one because this was kind of a low-slung. I took a look at it. It's a one-story ranch-style house. Well, it's the governor's mansion, I guess, so they want something that's a little more ostentatious. Oh, wait. There's one thing. You got to move the house. You have to move the house, which will cost you $250,000.
There it is.
But aside from that, well, and then also it's in Bismarck, friggin' North Dakota, where it probably gets pretty cold up there, I'm just saying. But if you want to buy it and move the whole house, you can do that. Okay, I'm just going to read this one. Aliens were at the crucifixion of Christ.
Of course they were.
And why not?
And now there's proof.
Aren't they God's creatures too?
That's right. You're exactly right. And so now we have the proof that we've all been waiting for. A painting on the walls of a cathedral in Georgia, Russia, shows Jesus on the cross and what looks like flying objects in the top right and left corners. Art experts say that they represent guardian angels, but others believe that, in fact, ancient aliens are being depicted in the circles.
And they're eating potato chips with the same images, right?
Sure. Or cinnamon rolls.
Right.
Anyway, they've got them for you if you want them. That's the pictures out there to see. It's, I guess, Christ crucifixion. You could probably Google Christ crucifixion and UFO.
Yeah.
And that picture will pop up and you can...
Makes me think of that meme with the guy from the History Channel with the crazy hair saying aliens.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Mitzi Marriott Pampel with Marriott Homes. We have been building custom homes of all sizes for families in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years. Allow us to design a custom home that is tailored to meet the needs of your family. We'd love to walk you through your home building experience and create a home that is a vision of yours, backed by our family guarantee and a tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003.
How many smiles are in your bank account? How many laughs? How many hugs and shoulders to lean on? These are the special moments in life, the milestones, the heart-to-hearts that create the most lasting and cherished memories. How many lives have you touched? How many haven't you? It's never too late to accumulate the kind of capital that really matters. Because when you add it up, after all the years, is there anything that matters more? How will you be remembered?
For over six decades, Callaway Jones has served local families. The new Callaway Jones Funeral and Cremation Center is now open. Our modern, comfortable, and spacious facility provides innovative and memorable ways to honor loved ones you've lost. Visit CallawayJones.com.
Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by Village Foods and Pharmacy, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with Interim Health, Skin Cancer Prevention, and Core Performances with us to get you in your best shape ever. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Hey, that's us, H25, News Talk 1620 WTAW. You know, a year ago, we were talking Zika virus, right? I mean, we were concerned about that. We had a case in Brazos County last year, is that right? We have a Zika virus?
I don't remember if it was somebody who had contracted it somewhere.
Okay, I knew we did 2 years ago. Anyway, the number of people infected with Zika virus is down substantially this year in the U.S., reflecting a steep drop in the mosquito-borne virus infections in Puerto Rico and overseas locations as well. USA Today and New York State has reported only 155 Zika infections at last count, a figure that is 56% lower than at the same time last year. Same scenarios playing out elsewhere in the U.S., for the same basic reason, the Zika infection rate has cratered in some one-time hotspots that just 12 months ago were a real problem. That has made it considerably less likely that Americans will pick up the virus while traveling abroad this summer, with fewer Americans bringing the virus home with them. Local transmission of Zika in the U.S. has become much less likely. In fact, not a single case of local Zika transmissions has been found so far this year. Last year, there were 224 in South Florida and southern Texas, where physicians said contracted the virus from the bite of local mosquitoes. Experts caution Zika remains to be a threat in people who live offshore or are traveling offshore, and they said local transmission of the virus could restart in the United States, but at least for now, it's not. So some good health news for a change, as opposed to usually they're telling us, once again, we're all going to die, and so...
It's good to get some good news.
We have more proof now that the United States also is the shallowest nation in America. We may not have Zika, but we're shallow.
Oh, great.
A brand new report from the International Society of Aesthetic Plastic Surgeons. That's aesthetic plastic surgeons, meaning it's just for fun plastic surgery, as opposed to stuff for injuries and that sort of situation. It seems that the U.S. Shows that America has the most aesthetic operations with 17.9% of the world's share. 17, in other words, 18% of all aesthetic plastic surgery takes place in U.S. America. Brazil is number two, followed by Japan, Italy, and Mexico, rounding out your top five. Residents from sea to shining sea went under the knife for over 4 million procedures in 2016.
Is that all?
Yeah. Most popular would be your little nip and tuck.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. And also liposuction was way up there, too.
In America?
Yeah, really.
An ancient fanged furball. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. One of the main characters in the film Ice Age is Scrat, a saber-toothed squirrel. Fanged squirrels didn't really exist in prehistoric times, but scientists say fossils do exist of an animal that probably looked remarkably similar to the scrappy rodent. University of Louisville paleontologist Guillermo Rougier writes in Nature that the tiny fanged mammal lived nearly 100 million years ago in a part of South America that teemed with dinosaurs.
The shape of the teeth on this new animal called Cronopio is very peculiar, with two very, very large tusks. Out of proportion for anything that we know.
Rougier says the creature, which predated the first rodents by more than 30 million years, probably used its fangs to grab onto and puncture insects. It has no living descendants today. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. The Coalition for Safer Food Processing and Packaging says their lab tests found toxic industrial chemicals called phthalates in 10 varieties of macaroni and cheese, including 8 out of 9 Kraft products. The hormone-disrupting chemicals can cause reproductive and thyroid issues as well as neurological problems in kids. No comment from Kraft. China will account for half of global retail e-commerce sales this year. A new report from eMarketer finds China's e-commerce market much larger than the U.S. and U.K. combined, forecast to top the $1 trillion mark in 2017. Today's economic calendar includes the Consumer Price Index, retail sales and industrial production for June, business inventories for May, and consumer sentiment for July. Stocks closed slightly higher ahead of the first set of earnings from the big Wall Street banks today. The Dow closed up 21 points at a new high. The S&P 500 ticked up 4.5 points, and the NASDAQ added 13. Futures are trending downward. And that's Your Money Now.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
Imagine you can go back in time, just 30 years, 1987. And what if I told you that by 2017, technology would exist to listen into everything being said in our homes, and Americans would happily spend their own money to install these listening devices? Kim Commando with your Friday Digital Consumer Tech Update. While the news media focuses on so-called privacy advocates who are railing about net neutrality, data breaches, and NSA snooping, it's fascinating to me that we ourselves are responsible for the most obvious erosion to our privacy. The dark novel, 1984, predicted Big Brother, who could hear and see all. Most viewed it as futuristic nonsense. But today, that technology is real. It's here, and we can't wait to put it in our homes. As Amazon's Alexa, Google's Home, Microsoft's Cortana, and billions of small cams in our phones and laptops, our privacy wasn't taken from us. We simply gave it away. Get all the latest tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
When you order takeout, you're already starving. Then your food takes 45 minutes to arrive, and your meal cost nearly doubles after all those fees. With HelloFresh, you can cook a delicious meal in 30 minutes or less for less than $10 a plate. Go to HelloFresh.com, pick out the recipes you want, and they'll deliver fresh, pre-portioned ingredients directly to your doorstep with easy-to-follow instructions. For a limited time, get $20 off your first box at HelloFresh.com/Kim, plus free shipping. That's HelloFresh.com/Kim.
Why just listen to the Kim Commando Show when there's so much more? Why not watch the whole show in high definition on your phone, tablet, or television? Or download the podcast in crystal clear digital audio. Watch or listen on your schedule, driving, exercising, or relaxing. Try Kim's Club today at club.commando.com. Remember, seniors, military, and service personnel get a special discount. Go now to club.commando.com.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time, 27 minutes from 9. The temperature is 81. Check out the Brazos Valley Weather Falls News presented by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. I'm Bill Oliver. Just in, a spokeswoman for former President Jimmy Carter says he's been released from a hospital in Canada after being treated for dehydration. The president attending a devotional this morning to begin the last day of a Habitat for Humanity homebuilding project. Representatives for Carter and Habitat have said the 92-year-old became dehydrated yesterday while volunteering at the project in Winnipeg and was taken to the hospital for rehydration as a precaution. A Bryan-based contractor was not awarded to City of College Station projects, even though they were the low bidders. That's after the city council last night learned more about the company president serving court punishment for conspiring with a College Station city employee to steal hundreds of thousands of dollars from the City of College Station 15 years ago.
This went beyond just trying to cheat the city. This was collusion. This went beyond just simply trying to skim money off. This was a deliberate act.
Carl Mooney seconded the motion to deny the appeal from Kerry Smith of Texcon General Contractors and award the contracts to the second lowest bidder. The only vote against the staff recommendation came from Julie Schultz, who said Texcon's competitors have done some things she did not disclose.
And I do have maybe a little more knowledge about the backgrounds from living here a long time and being in this business.
Choosing the second lowest bidder will cost the city an additional $126,000. A Bryan small business owner was on Capitol Hill yesterday asking a congressional committee to adopt tax reform. Rebecca Banick, who founded Neutral Posture with her mother 29 years ago, appeared before the House Ways and Means Committee's Tax Policy Subcommittee.
Corporate America, they pay 35%, and we pay close to 49%. What they're looking at now is a 20% rate for corporations, and then the individual or the small business rate would be 25%. which is still way better than what we're paying today.
Painick said committee members appreciated having three small business owners share their firsthand experiences. College Station police report a stranger forced his way into an apartment on Harvey Road last night and attacked a resident. After a brief struggle, the victim called 911 and the suspect ran away. Victim treated at the scene for undisclosed injuries. Suspect information's online at WTAW.com. Four Texas A&M students from the Houston area have been arrested in a drug-related armed robbery last week. According to the arrest report from College Station Police, a Kingswood woman living in a fifth-floor apartment at North Point Crossing is accused of using pepper spray to shoot it in the face of the victim and striking the victim with a hammer-like tool. Victim also struck in the head and back with an axe handle by one of three men who were arrested. Second of those three accused of pointing an AR-15 rifle at him. The adult children of President Trump need to get out of the White House, so says Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan. On the Infomaniacs yesterday, Flores says it's not healthy to have the Trump children as advisors.
I think they need to go out and do something else and stay outside of the administration at this point in time.
Flores says sometimes allegiance to family can be blinding and keep you from making the best decisions. WTAW News Time, 24 minutes from 9, the temperature is 82. Texas, your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. News brought to you by Awards and More, as you'll hear shortly. More news at noon or anytime online at WTAW.com.
I just do that for fun, Bill.
Your turn.
Oh, thank you. Okay, well, hang on. All right, here we go.
And More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The Hispanic Point of Bryan College Station presents their 19th Annual Scholarship Gala Saturday, July 15th at the Brazos Center. Brought to you by Ashley Home Store, Central Texas Sinus and Allergy, and Montelongo's Fine Jewelry. Featuring David Garcia Los Musicales with special guest Ram Herrera and the Texas Unlimited Band. Benefiting graduating seniors of Bryan College Station. Tickets at Manuel's and Teresa's School of Hair Design, Casa Rodriguez, VIP Bridal, Al's Formal Wear, and the law offices of Rodriguez and John Bear. Doors open at 6 p.m. with a cash bar, live and silent auction.
837, News Talk 1620, WTAW. I know, it wasn't Allie's fault. I just kept punching the button and interrupting Bill. I'm sorry. Here we go. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Action Sports. Home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Bright sunshine for today. There's the possibility of a shower or a thunderstorm. We're headed up to 95 degrees this afternoon. Any storms end tonight, it'll turn partly cloudy, 75. Weekend, very typical for mid-July. Sunshine, chance of a late-day storm tomorrow. Temperatures near 95. Maybe a shower or thunderstorm tomorrow night, 75. We'll turn partly sunny Sunday with the chance for a shower or a thunderstorm and a high of 90 to 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There goes special session called back to Austin on Monday. State Representative Kyle Cassell joins us this morning. All right, getting your bags packed, ready to go back over to Capital City, huh?
Yeah, we're starting to make that move. I've just gotten the groove of getting back into rural Texas ranch life and making sure my wife and kids love me, and now it's time to head back.
That's it. Now, I know that you've probably at least heard some talk or been in touch with some of your fellow members of the legislature. What have you been hearing in the last couple of weeks?
You know, obviously we're finally talking about public education, and you can talk about the banner between the lieutenant governor and the speaker, whatnot, the main priorities that now at least we're focusing on it, which is a good thing, because public education is, you know, one of my top priorities with 32 independent school districts I'm looking after. And other than that, you know, it's the lapel pin war, whether we pass sunset and sunny die, or do we go 20 for 20 on all the governor's items, and how long will we be there if we don't get to the 20 items? How many times will he call us back? So a lot of speculation, but ready to get over there and gavel in on Tuesday, say the pledge, and pray for the legislature and see where we're going to head, because we can speculate, but until all the pieces of the puzzle are assembled, we really don't know which direction that's going to take.
Well, and truth be told, the House had done what you needed to. It's just that the Senate decided they wanted to put the voucher program on, and that's something that, that nobody was able to fully support. But yesterday, in case people didn't know, Dan Patrick had a news conference, and he talked about how he had this plan where current and retired teachers could get $600 to $1,000 bonuses, and that's an extra $200 million in the teacher retirement program system as well. Well, nobody's going to be against that, but at the same time, I think the speaker was measured in his response, but glad to hear that the lieutenant governor was at least talking about that.
Absolutely, and that, you know, talking to my colleagues and visiting with a few retired teachers myself, they are upset and worried and concerned, as they should be. But, you know, the system has been broken. We made it actuarially sound and put $700 million in it last session, and we knew coming to this session we were going to have a hole. But you go back a few sessions, and, you know, the premiums have been frozen for about 12 years. And, you know, you don't have less teachers retiring. You have more teachers retiring. I mean, you're almost getting in that same situation with the pension plans in Houston and Dallas. And we've got to find a way to fix it structurally. You know, everything that Lieutenant Governor and the Speaker are talking about, fix the problem for the next 2 years. But then what do we do in 19? What do we do in 21? I mean, we've got to take the time, which, you know, I'll go back to public education, that I thought without the courts hanging over our heads this session, we were going to get down to some serious public education funding structural issues and fix it so we can go forward instead of keep putting Band-Aids on that and TRS care. You know, we need to go over there and fix things. We don't need to go over there and talk about political ideology and worry about how we look to our constituents for a primary run. We need to go over there and govern, and let's hope this special session we get in that mindset and take care of the things we need to, because this is going to cost the taxpayers a lot of money for 181 of us to go back to business for 30 days to work on these issues.
Well, in case folks didn't know, in that news conference yesterday, the lieutenant governor basically said the House's plan for revamping school financing was a Ponzi scheme, his words. So that's not good. Well, let's anticipate that.
Can I comment on that real
please,
quick?
I'd like for you to.
Well, you know, he says there's a Ponzi scheme. We're doing a deferral to move that money, and hopefully we'll be in a better situation in 19. Then he comes back with his own deferral using Medicaid dollars. And why is one a Ponzi scheme and one's not? You know, that's about the only move we have right now to take care of it, is to do deferral till 19 and hope the economy in Texas is in a better shape. And, you know, that could be a safe bet. But like I said, we should have taken the time to do what was right, and both bodies should have been focused on public school finance.
Well, I'm going to bet it's not sunset and sunny die.
I bet we tried, but yeah, I think you're right. It's going to be a little bit more fun political banter between the three heads of state.
Okay. So while we don't know specifically, let's just generally make arrangements that you and I will talk next week. How's that?
I would love that, because we'll be a little bit more informed on Thursday or Friday.
That's the deal. Thanks a lot, Kyle. I appreciate
it. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks. That's bye. It's Kyle Cassell headed over to Austin for the special session on Monday. Let's turn our attention to the city of College Station. Jay Sokol's here this morning. How are you?
Hey, doing great.
Brought a guest with you.
I sure did.
He's taller than both of us together.
Yeah, if you're on my shoulders, that's exactly right. College Station's community development analyst, David Brower.
Yeah, we talk about that, but he also knows what the heck he's doing. How you doing, David?
Hi, good, Scott. Thanks.
We usually talk about homeowner-type stuff. Is that where we are today?
That's where we are. So we've got a home buyer education class coming in August.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be every Tuesday night in August, the 8th, 15th, 22nd, and 29th. So from 6 to 7:30 there at Fire Station 6. So we do these. The city have a down payment assistance program, where we have funds available through a 0% interest deferred loan to help people buy a home if you income qualify. And so through doing that, we've realized that, like a lot of other things, in buying a house, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Knowing what you're doing can really help. So we'll walk through the entire process over those four nights.
And any costs involved in this?
No, it's free. There is a book we have for sale for $20. It's not required, and everybody get a walk away. I'll email the PowerPoint slides out. So,
what are the financial guidelines that for you to be able to fit into this program?
So for the down payment assistance program, it's by household size. So a household of four can make $48,300 a year or less and qualify. A two-person household can make right at $39,000 or less and qualify. So for the down payment assistance program, it's really a lower moderate income program. So if you're interested in that, you can go to cstx.gov/downpayment, all one word, and check out the guidelines there, and then give us a call at 764-3778, and we'd love to talk with you more about it. For the home buyer education class, that's something we do for anyone.
Yeah.
So if you're thinking about buying a house soon, or if you just have a general inkling of, gosh, that'd be nice to do someday, I wonder what it takes, this class is for you, because we start at the very basic. You know, you gotta have a few things to buy a house. One of them is cash.
Right.
So if you don't have a plan to save the cash and make it a financial goal, it won't happen. So we start there with budgeting and setting financial goals. And then, you know, another word that starts with C that scares a lot of people is credit.
Right.
You got to get a loan to buy. Mm-hmm. Most people, when you buy your first house, you get a loan to buy it. So we'll go all into what affects your credit, how you can improve credit, and just knowing about that demystifies it, and it becomes a lot less scary, and you can know you're okay or have a plan to get where you want to go.
So now, total amount of time in that whole home buyer course, how many hours are we talking about?
6 hours.
Okay. I mean, this may be some of the six most important hours in your adult life. I mean, it's really true. Tell me how the classes have changed as far as size, or the numbers have changed as far as what it takes to buy a house, but how has the class changed in the years that you've been doing this?
Sure. So the basics are still the same.
Mm-hmm.
But the mortgage lending has changed. It's no longer a truth in lending and a good faith estimate you get. You get a loan disclosure and a closing statement. Mm-hmm. So and after 2008, it's kind of been an evolving process with all that regulatory stuff changing since then. We've been doing this for 6 years now. Which it's wild to think it's been 6 years, but mm-hmm. The classes fill up. So we're capped at 30 people per class. So go ahead and you can register online for these. So you can go to cstx.gov/homebuyer, all one word, and there's some more information, but you can register there. Again, give us a call if you have questions too at 764-3778. We get the classes sponsored, and there'll be dinner there.
Oh, wow.
So that's okay. Nice. It's from 6 to 7:30, so okay. You can come hungry and not be able to concentrate because your stomach won't be balanced.
That's it. Get answers and food. Okay, and again, the classes start on what date?
It start August 8th,
okay.
So that Tuesday night, and then every other Tuesday in August.
Okay, it is important. David, thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
What else?
Our next Exploring History lunch lecture is coming up next Wednesday the 19th.
Who you got?
I think you know this person. His name is Henry Mayo.
Oh, he doesn't know anything.
I know, but he's going to fake his way through the topic okay. of El Camino Real.
Okay.
Anything with Henry is going to be great.
Yeah, it is.
So our Exploring History lunch lecture, it's exactly what you think it is. Come enjoy lunch while learning about the community's history. Cost is only $7 a person. The lunch begins at 11:30. It's at Aldersgate United Methodist Church out here on Rudder Freeway. But you need to RSVP today. So call Marcy Rogers. She can take care of you, 764-6371.
All right, there you go. Visit the folks from the City College Station on Fridays. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Dayhill, a Xerox company. Dayhill, a leader in business solutions for over 20 years, specializing in local service, local sales, local knowledge. Dayhill, 774-2200.
I ate something and I heard a crack and I lost my front tooth. At this point in my life, it's time to get dental work done. Called the office, man, I need to see you, Mike. And I said, I'm embarrassed the way I look and I don't want to come in there and listen to a bunch of stuff about what I did wrong. And he said, that's not what we do. We don't judge anybody. We just want to fix you. I don't think there's anybody that's more qualified than Mike Reese from what I see.
Learn more at drreese.com.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith at Aggieland Carpet One.
There's a lot of factors involved in making a choice. We understand that. And we're very good at helping you create a home that's more comfortable for you. That's what we're here for.
You will come to our home and help us pick out maybe the styles that are best for us, because a lot of us don't visualize very well what this is going to look like in our home.
Come in to Aggieland Carpet One today and help us make your house a home.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One next to Harley Davidson on Highway 6.
Bum, 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 8:49. Anyway, I apologize. I kept hitting that same key over and over again, and Allie kept interrupting you. So
no problem.
It was. Don't take it personally.
I don't.
Did I see Mr. Downs walking down the hall?
Oh, good.
Maybe.
Yeah. I have something to visit with you two about after we're done.
Oh, after Mr. Downs? Well, he's
No. After 9.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Well, let me say, I'm gonna text him a message. he didn't bring donuts, I guess.
What?
I don't know. I haven't been
Maybe he's bringing mac and cheese.
Well, did you hear that? The Wall Street Journal. I mean, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
This is dangerous stuff. So, you know, I'm just saying. Traffic. I forgot to do that thing with Sokol that you gave me.
Let me see if I can intercept him.
Oh, yeah, if he's still here.
Okay,
yeah.
Let me go.
Okay, see.
I'll be back.
In the meantime, traffic on an Oregon highway was brought to a standstill by slime eels.
As
opposed to non-slime eels? Caller.
Yeah, I was just going to let you know, I've got an inside scoop on the mac and cheese. I could set up a meeting with the Russian representative for Velveeta.
We could get to the bottom of that problem that we had with the mac and cheese. Have you heard Ben Downs here, the general manager of the radio station?
Good morning, everyone.
Yeah. Did you hear that Kraft is apparently poisoning this?
Strong words indeed, Scott.
Sorry.
However, I that gives me pause, seeing as how...
You have pause?
Macaroni... Well, we might.
Yeah, okay,
I mean, it's a hormonal problem.
Over. That's
yes,
right.
Yes.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah.
Yes. Macaroni and cheese is one of the main food groups that sustains me. And
really?
I
had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Now, is it like homemade or with the powder, strange powder?
Is there any other kind? I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize, sweetheart, for not knowing, but I thought that the blue box is all I know. Sorry.
I've known him for a while, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to say I've known him for a while. I did not know he had a mortal fear of dentists, and I found that out in the last
And
month.
I have a nice and good dentist.
Okay.
But still.
But, I mean, you live in an area that, you know, you have a centrally air-conditioned home, and you have,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Patrick.
Yeah. No one lives on top of you or underneath you. I mean, you basically have a single-family home, and you're still eating Kraft macaroni and cheese out of the box.
We cook it first.
Well, but. Yeah, I know. But
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's because it's delicious.
It's delicious. They make it just darn near perfect, I would say.
So, I mean.
And I have a grandson that's the.
Excuse
the,
me. A grandson is completely different. A grandson is 50 plus years different age than you.
And he has risen above his name and still loves.
His name's Scott.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. And that's fine.
Yeah,
I mean, Scott, aren't you listening to the story? It's because of all those delicious chemicals.
Yeah,
that's right.
It makes it so good.
Well, and, you know, we had a story yesterday that in Japan they're going to have pizza that is stuffed with macaroni and cheese.
Well, good for them.
Yeah.
That's just diluting the product.
I understand.
Speaking of diluting the product, I just got back from a family reunion with Lily's family.
How'd that go? Are they all still alive?
You know, that I had a friend who said, you know, this wasn't near as bad as I thought it was going to be. I said, well, you know, I think what it is, mm-hmm. I think the troublemakers have all gotten old, and the ones that are, you know, coming up and
they're passing the torch,
have
so
kind of diluted the crazy, I think.
Okay.
And so there we are.
So the gene pool is a little different than it used to be.
Well, yeah. I mean, it wasn't bad. We were on an island in Georgia, and it was, you know, it was nice.
Okay.
It was all right.
Did you eat macaroni and cheese over there?
Yes, I did. Thank you. Matter of fact, Lily made some for that so-called Scott child.
Yeah. You sent us a pic to the text line while you're there.
And, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Looked pretty nice.
Yeah, I wasn't missing you guys much, I'll just say.
All right, hello.
Yeah, Mr. Downs, we've got to be honest. He's been feeding them mac and cheese, and the side effects have wound him down.
That could be it.
That could be what the whole situation
I just think God's wound me down. I'm still alive and just, you know.
Did you see any slippery eels while you were over there?
Missed the slippery eel display.
Oh. Yeah, well, a truck hauling slippery eels, also called hagfish, in Oregon, overturned on Highway 101.
Well, that would have been hard to spot from Georgia.
That's true. The semi was carrying 13 large containers of eels, which flew off the vehicle, slammed into multiple cars, resulted in a small pileup accident that caused minor injuries and also a mess of eels that basically had slime all over the road.
If somebody were dumping eels on the highway in front of you, would you dodge would you do that snake thing that everybody in Texas does, you know, nearly wreck their car up trying to run over the snake?
Well, yeah.
Would you take those eels out?
This is like the banana peel in the video game Mario Kart. You gotta miss that or else you're going to go all over the road. And that's what happened with the slippery eels, apparently.
So we've had two odd animal stories. We have the hagfish there, and if you didn't hear our science update this morning, just listen to the beginning of this.
An ancient fanged furball. I'm Bob Hershaw, and this is Science Update.
Yeah.
Here we go. It's a...
Oh, I heard it, yeah.
One of the main characters in the film Ice Age is Scrat, a saber-toothed squirrel.
Yeah, Scrat's troubled, though.
Well, yeah.
He's a little focused and a little discombobulated generally, but, you know, a saber-tooth, I don't know.
No, I don't. Well, this one apparently went after insects as well.
And it said it was in South America only, and it lived 100 million years. Why not just say 1.25 bazillion years
now,
ago?
Now, Rush talked about it today. Were you gone when we had the big next natural kill-off? The sixth one
is
coming up.
Did I miss it?
The sixth, apparently, mass extinction story.
Mm-hmm.
This will be the sixth mass extinction we've had in 500 million years.
If it just makes people bad drivers and think slow, then I was there in Georgia with it. But
so you heard our story today about driving in the left-hand lane, right? Slowly in the left-hand lane.
Man, I don't know. They didn't have left-hand lanes in Georgia.
Talking two lanes?
It was so nice to get back into two lane. I get it. Anyway,
two lane? That's in New Orleans.
Close enough.
Thank you.
Anyway, it is nice to live in God's country, I will just say. It may be hot here, but that's okay.
Yeah.
It's just a small price to pay. Anyway, you were saying?
It is hot here. I have no memory.
You forgot.
Ravens? Did you hear our story on ravens?
Mass extinctions.
No. The mass extinctions things. All right. This will be the sixth mass extinction. We've had five others in the last 500 million years, and they're telling us it's going to be a lot of vertebrates as opposed to invertebrates. And this may be the largest one since the dinosaurs. First of all,
what's causing it?
It doesn't matter. Here's the deal: I don't know how they know it's 500 million years.
I mean, do we just line up?
Why don't we just say 700 million years or a billion years?
A gazillion. But
the fact is, if we survive the fifth, why won't the sixth one be okay? We may not come out on the other end, but something will come out on the other end.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
If it's coming up soon, I'm not paying taxes.
Well, and that's the thing, is I don't think we can move on this right away. I don't think it's a reason to not take responsible action.
What?
Oh. I'm sorry, you're going to have to go ahead and do that.
Just being an adult thing is not as much fun as they said.
Yeah.
Getting to stay up late at night is not a compensatory thing for the stuff you got to do.
I regret every time as a kid I ever said, I can't wait till I grow up.
Yeah, because it wasn't nearly
like,
that
oh,
much
no,
fun.
I've made so a I got terrible
into,
mistake.
So I got into radio so I don't have to.
Exactly, yeah.
We talked about Americans just being lazy. We don't walk enough. Did you know that?
Ooh.
Yeah, okay.
Great news.
Breaking bottles and challenging his dad to a fist fight, a 19-year-old was arrested in California after deputies were called to subdue the son.
Sounds like Bill Oliver's newscast today.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
In
that luxury complex, too.
Yeah.
I put ice cream in the freezer here at the radio. I stock it. I put tons
keep
of ice cream in the freezer at this radio station, so that instead of getting an axe handle and beating the hell out of the general manager, they'll go get themselves a Bluebell pop.
I hope
you know, as
makes
long as
everything better.
As long as there's ice cream on a stick available, I think it keeps everybody in a better mood.
Well, however, I did see that there you had some unusual ones in there because I just went to look earlier this week.
Well, I sent a new untrained person, and so
not from Texas.
Well, no, she's from Texas. She just had different tastes than the rest of us. So the fact of the matter is I got to get Krista in here to make a list of approved,
ice
cream on a stick.
Didn't know that was a deal.
Oh, it is, man.
All right, here's what happens when Yankees run your prep service. Their trivia question today is 2 in 10 homeowners own this. What is it? A barbecue grill.
Bah.
A barbecue grill.
That's definitely Yankee stuff there.
I wonder if Patrick could have one in his house.
You know, I don't know. He sounded somewhat subdued, I guess, being around all those moderates
He's in a room at CBS television, so he's going to, I mean, you know, you gotta watch what you say around those guys.
Yeah, you do. That's probably right. Well, I guess, have you seen Beat Shazam on Fox TV?
Beat Shazam?
If I say no, does it kill the bit right there?
No, but it's been renewed. I watched a little bit of it last week.
Beat Shazam?
Beat Shazam.
Beat Shazam.
You know, so you Shazam. Have opportunity.
Oh, as in faster than Shazam. Got it. Okay.
Which is impossible to do.
Because after hearing Bill Oliver's newscast, beat, as in beat faster than, was not what came to mind.
We're back on Monday. WTAW College Station, Brian. See, we filled the time. I told you we could fill the time.